But we've got Rachel all day here.
She's batting cleanup this morning.
She is. And Rachel, we're waiting for Rob to show up. Rob, if you're out there, just join us when you can. Rachel and Rob are some local business owners. You have a property rental company in town that's successful, Abode, right?
We do, yeah. We have, it's a property management and vacation rental company.
And you guys do just not your average properties at Abode.
Yeah, we try to specialize in more high-end properties. So we've been in business for almost 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And
so you started when you were 10?
No. Oh, here, Rob's here. So we started in business about 10 years ago. And it's kind of a long story, so maybe we won't get into how we got started. But since then, we've definitely fine-tuned the inventory of properties that we manage. So we really do focus on high-end properties. And yeah, it's been going really well, and we're really happy with it. We kind of go about it in a way that is more old school, old fashioned. You know, obviously it's a family business. It's Rob and I, and so my sister works with us, and we kind of do it, I think, differently than most of our competitors, just because we have no investors. We're not looking to sell our business or buy any other ones. We just we love what we're doing, and we want to just keep doing it and have good revenue so that we can live here and make our clients happy and simple. Well,
Rob, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
We were just talking about Abode, and as if you guys were not busy enough with this luxury vacation property rental place that you've got, you decided to add another business, and that's a laundromat.
Yeah, it's quite the undertaking. Yes.
So tell us how you came to that decision.
We had been using a couple of different avenues to do our laundry for the properties. Obviously, once a renter leaves, the linens need to be done, and you can't do them in the house. And so we used a few different companies around town and just really didn't like the experience, whether the linens were being lost or they were coming back dirty or just not on time, that sort of thing. So we started scratching our head and, you know, saying, how can we make this better? How can we do this? How can we solve this problem? And that led us to come to find out that Ying was looking to sell the laundromat after talking to some people around town. And so we started talking with Ying actually probably like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the conversation started, and then ski season started up, and so it got tabled. And then it started back again. And then we said, okay, yeah, I think this makes sense, as we started looking into all of her financials and how we could make it work and what we could save by doing it in-house. And so we just decided to move forward with the purchase and run it as a laundromat during the day, and then in the off hours, do our linens there.
Well, your inspiration was your need for a commercial cleaning service, someone that could handle your laundry. Obviously, you're going to run the laundromat during the daytime. Are you also going to create a market for other businesses like yours to get their sort of linens done?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So, you know, all the hotels and the lodging companies in town, we all use mostly linen services. So, you know, you would think the linens get washed in the houses, but that would be a lot of wear and tear on the washer dryers in the houses, and it takes a long time. So usually what happens is, you know, the cleaning people scoop up all the linens and take them out and bring in fresh ones for a clean, just like a hotel. And so then there's one main company. It's the same company that owns all the dry cleaners in town. So they have a facility in Heber, and they do all these linens. But it's just kind of a messy situation, and a lot of linens get lost. And if, you know, if it's not your linens that you paid for, like ours, you might, you know, just it's different. And so we found that as a small business, you know, that makes those numbers of linens that were getting lost or ruined seems like a small thing, maybe to the company that washes all the linens for all the hotels and stuff. But to us, it was a big deal.
Real numbers.
To our homeowners who didn't want to have to pay to replace all that all the time. So so we realized we had to find out a new way to do it. And the crazy thing is that, you know, all these other companies are in the same situation as us. They were all experiencing the same thing. So yes, Ying's Laundromat already did the linens for a couple of the smaller property management companies in town. So we have continued that. And we actually did come up with a plan, which will be going into place in a couple weeks, where we're going to try and grow that side of the business. Because it's kind of hard. The people that pick up and drop off the linens have to kind of correspond to our schedule. And that's not great, because sometimes they are working super early or late. So we are putting in these lockers so that property management companies can have their own, their big, massive lockers, their own locker. And so they could drop off or pick up. You know, there'll be a lock on there that only they know the code for whenever they want. So they'll bring linens into us and we'll take care of getting them cleaned. And then their people can work on their own schedule to make it more efficient. Because really timing, especially in the busy season, is everything. Mm. So, yeah.
And Ying's, for those listening who don't know, longtime laundromat on Bonanza.
Yeah.
And why did Ying decide to sell?
She had been doing it for 15 years, and she wanted to retire.
I think she's tired. Yeah. Well, and she did it all by herself, which is crazy. So when we first took it on, we were like, oh, if she could do it, we can do it. And we've hired people, you know, to help us with it. Because it's not – a laundromat is a simple business, but it's not without time-consuming work. And, I mean, we're growing to love it, but it's so different than our other business because – well, first of all, quarters, which I just rushed over here from the bank because I just dropped a big giant bag of quarters and all this cash off to deposit. And the thing is, quarters, you know, we're not used to using cash as much, especially like that. So it's a whole thing we've had to learn. And I think one of the things we wanted to come on the radio to talk about was just that, you know, we really want to honor and respect the fact that Ying started this business as, you know, someone who immigrated here and she didn't have a lot and she came to Park City. And she got a lot of help from the community and I think from the Catholic Church, people supporting her and helping her to start that laundromat 15 years ago. And I think that's super amazing now that we've had it for a few months and we've done the work as a family, as a team with our staff, knowing that she did it all by herself.
Wow.
And she really built that place up from nothing. It's not a small feat.
So are you going to learn, are you learning how to repair and maintain these machines in top flight order?
So that's something else. So like the people from Evans Laundry, which is the company that does the servicing and maintenance, they told us that Ying's Laundry, for all the laundromats that they work with, you know, everyone they sell the machines to, then they service them. Ying's is one of the best well-maintained, which is really interesting in terms of the machines. She really took care of them. And so, of course, like we're super grateful for that and we want to continue doing that as well. And yes, part of that we have started to learn. So like my sister and I will be in there popping open these machines and like learning about the belts and how the igniter works and all the different stuff. And then, you know, trying to swap out parts and fix things on our own when we can.
Now, you mentioned quarters, and I once ran a business that was exclusively on quarters, but and they're a pain. They're heavy. They're dirty.
Oh, my gosh. They're so dirty. Yeah.
Do you expect to evolve to some kind of electronic payment system over time?
Yes, we'd like to. We're actually, in about a week and a half, we're going to New Orleans for the trade show for coin-operated laundry facility. So we'll be learning about how to implement different, you know, electronic payment methods. And so we've looked in a few of them, but we're just not sure what road to go down.
It's called the Clean Show. And there is a laundromat owner's coin-op laundry show. It's only every 3 years. So we were kind of nervous to go this year because we're just getting going, but we thought, no, we're going to go. And yeah, it's like all these laundromat owners, and then there's all these different technologies. The truth is the machines that are in there, they're 15 years old, which is kind of old, but the brand really can last 20 to 40 years. And the way that Ying was maintaining them, if we follow that, they have more lifespan, but they're old enough that we can't just add card readers to them.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be a couple years probably, maybe two or three, maybe more, we'll see, before we would add card readers. But there's a few other options on ways to do it. I actually, now I kind of don't mind the quarters. They are dirty. I was there myself yesterday pulling all the quarters out of the machines, putting them through the counter, you know, putting them in, you know, the right number quarters per bag to take to the bank and whatever. And my hands were filthy and my nails get ruined. I had no idea. You have to use these keys to open each box and it does shred your...
Were you counting all these quarters?
Well, we have a counter that you pour them in.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. It's kind of like, again, it's old school. And I don't know why, but Rob and I are drawn to the old school style of business. I think, you know, we see all these business owners around us and it's like anymore, it's not good enough to open a business and run it. It's like, no, you have to open one and then grow it and expand it. It has to go exponential. You have to like make it so that you could apply in some sort of an app and, you know, automate part of your system. And then you could, you know, have it be this huge thing, which is all well and good. But for whatever reason, for us, we much prefer that we come up with our business model and then just kind of get into it, do the dirty work. And so the laundromat was a weird jump for us, but but it's been perfect, actually.
What an interesting segue after we just had the LaSonde entrepreneur guy on talking about starting businesses. And here we have a young couple, right, who you think, frankly, Rachel, this conversation took a different turn than I expected because I thought you were going to be talking about some high-tech stuff at the laundromat. But the fact that you like it old school and that you guys are, you know, rolling up your sleeves and doing the hard work, I think is pretty incredible. But you are adding some high-tech amenities to the laundromat, aren't you?
We just repainted the whole place. It really needed it. It didn't have any Wi-Fi, which to me was, that's crazy. Now, I like old school, but I need my Wi-Fi. So isn't that weird that people were sitting in there and there was no Wi-Fi? Yeah. So we added Wi-Fi. She also had covered the outlets, yeah, so that people couldn't charge, which I get. They couldn't charge their phones. But anyway, I think everybody has to, yeah. So we opened all that up, and I think we're going to be putting a TV. I was just talking with my sister, who's over there right now, about getting a TV installed. We are doing those lockers, which I think is a great thing. Not super high tech, but a way to help people with that part of the business. And we are looking very soon after the clean show. We're going to get some ideas there about doing a drop-off and pickup business. Ooh. So right now people can drop off their laundry and we'll wash it and fold it for them and have it ready. But we don't go and pick it up or bring it back to them. And I think that's a huge piece. I know for us, in, I don't know, 7 years ago or something, I would start to call Yings because I had some of our guests that wanted their laundry washed. And she usually, it was hard to get through and she was just too busy. She, you know, she couldn't take on too much more. And there's really no options in town. And here's all these lodging companies like us and all these hotels. And there's all these people that I'm sure want their laundry done beyond just the dry cleaner. And so we are working on setting that up so that we could go around and do a pickup once a day, do laundry for people, and then have it delivered once it's washed and folded. So that's kind of another step. Again, not super high tech, but something I think our town could use. Yeah.
Sounds like there's a need there. Guys, is there anything else you want our listeners to know about your laundromat? What's the name of it?
It's still called Yings Laundromat.
Still called Yings. Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, our customers, a lot of them, they, I think changing things would maybe scare people off. So we're trying to keep stuff the same. And, you know, we're looking at changing the name eventually. But right now, we're going to try and just keep things the same, but maybe a little fresher.
This is a town where people still refer to the grocery store as the Albertsons. So I think it'll be hard to change the name. Thank you for spending time with us.